Have you had anything real weird reported over the southern part of Houston in the last 15 minutes?
No, sir. Did you see something?
Yes, sir. Real weird, too. I don't know when I've ever seen anything quite similar to it.
I'd like to hear about it.
Well, I pulled into my driveway and was getting out, and my family was going inside, and right directly over the top of my house, the little quarter moon and the star up above it, you know, it was just crystal clear.
Right.
It had been a beautiful day, and it was just so pretty, you know, that I was just standing there observing it, how crystal clear it was because the stars looked so big. And as I was watching it, there came from the left of my eye, had the whole sky in view, at a lower altitude, a grayish-white mass. It had no fire to it whatsoever, and it looked at the time that it was coming at a slow speed. But as it come across directly under the quarter moon, but at much lower altitude, I could see it and just crystal clear. It was a grayish mass, like with no glow, no fire to it. But then I realized that it was traveling at a high rate of speed. It looked like a massive amount of land or a body of, a planet or something.
Yes.
that had mountains and stuff, you know what I'm talking about? It was just gigantic, but it was at a low altitude in the horizon. It was not up in the sky. It was coming across.
Right.
Skimming across, and it was just straight as it could be. No sound, no anything. And it was massive. It was in proportion to the moon, which was pretty gigantic, you know, up there, the quarter moon, you know, in width. It was probably as wide and a half a time longer as the moon. And I probably looked at it someplace between 2 and 3 seconds. And it came all the way from the southeast quadrant, all the way across the sky, never went down, just kept going in a straight direction across it. Its shape was, it had all kind of shapes to it. It, you know, it didn't have any even lines. It was ragged and tapered. And I grant you that it had to be a piece of some kind of planetoid or something, because it was not anything in the way of a spacecraft or anything like that.
Now, when you say that this was tapered, did that be on both ends, or?
If you could imagine, just draw a straight line at a diagonal, like maybe the front of a ship.
Yes.
You know, a battleship or something, and come back and then put some humps and uneven, jagged planes on there, and then right in the center, a real high spectrum thickness in there, and then come back to the other end, and it was sort of blocked on the other end, like, I don't know, you know, it just didn't have any shape to it whatsoever. The underside was, it appeared in the spectrum level, but you could see the thickness and you could see the unevenness on the top of it. And it didn't leave any smoke, any trail, didn't make any noise. It looked like it was just floating at a extremely slow pace, but it wasn't. You know, it was really sailing by, but it was such a massive object that it looked like it was passing slow.
Okay, now did you watch this until it disappeared from your sight?
Yes, I did.
Uh-huh.
It disappeared directly into the northwest. Now, I tried to get my bearings right quick. I put myself north and south with my arms, and it came from the southeast, from the Gulf area, you know, from
right.
from over the Gulf, and it was headed out west by northwest area.
Any now, estimate of altitude?
I could not give you any estimate of altitude, but maybe I would say it was probably less than I would say less than 15 or 20 miles high, really.
Okay.
I mean, in other words, it was just on the outer reaches of the Earth's atmosphere. In other words, it wasn't way out in space. Because the stars out in space. This thing was it was on a parallel of the Earth, because it disappeared in the horizon, but it disappeared level. It wasn't curving.
Did it maintain its same color all the way?
All the way.
Okay.
It never glowed, and I was watching for this, The only time that it even changed was when it passed directly under the moon and the starlight that I was watching at the low altitude. That's when it gave a whitish sheet, like if you had a spotlight and there was something up in the sky, you turn that spotlight on it.
See? Right.
And at that time, it gave off this grayish, you know, just the grayish. But the rest of the time, it looked in the sky, it looked a dull black gray to me against the black blue of the heavens.
Right.
And but it never glowed. It never looked like it was. It didn't let off any fire. It didn't let off anything like that.
Okay. Did you see any aircraft in the sky after the sun passed by?
No. There's no aircraft. There was no aircraft in the sky whatsoever. And I'm familiar with aircraft. I've watched aircraft for years. I was in the Air Force for about 8 years as a radar operator. And I've seen lots of aircraft. This was definitely not an aircraft. That's why I said it wasn't a UFO.
Right. About what time did you spot that?
This was about approximately 15 to 16 minutes ago.
Okay.
I tried to make about 3 or 4 calls. I tried the Museum of Natural Science, which is here in NASA, which is all closed up on the weekends. I tried the police department for a number. Nobody that was available there. I tried the sheriff's department. Then they gave me this number here. That's the only people that you can get a reference to.
Okay, sir. Well, we sure appreciate this report, and we'll check it out. And
evidently, no one else saw it any way. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
No one else had called in. But like I say, believe me, it was there, and it was a massive chunk of some type of rock floating across the sky.
Uh-huh. Well, if we get any additional calls on this, we'll get back to you and let you know.
Okay.
Thanks very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.